Hello, everybody. Welcome back on our podcast, Before Seeing the Doctor. I am Deborah Neen, your host, and thank you for finding time out of your busy schedule to actually listen to this episode, which is very special, and I'll tell you why in a minute. If you're new as well, welcome. Welcome so much. I am happy to have you here, and I believe you'll find this platform very educative. It's a place to remind and inspire you to choose health every day. Now, as you know, we've been talking about eating healthy on a budget. Today, we will be talking about eating healthy with less time in the kitchen, hence the title, Lazy Cooking. And it is a special episode because I am bringing in a guest for a very first time. And this guest is no other but a very beautiful soul, amazing, talented person, very close to my heart, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear from her. So let me connect with her, and I will be back in a minute.
Seems like my special guest has now connected. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tafadza Gambe, in short, Taffy. Hello, Taffy.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm awesome, actually. Excited. A little nervous, though. But
it's okay. We're both nervous. We can both, yeah. It's all right. It's okay. Taffy, I'm so honored. Thank you once again for connecting with me on Before Seeing the Doctor's podcast. You're my very, very special guest and the very first guest to be on this podcast. So welcome.
Thank you very much. In fact, I'm the one who's honored. Very first guest. Yes. I feel like I'm part of the inner circle now.
You are the circle.
Hey, bars.
So Taffy, please tell us, where are you from?
I'm from Zimbabwe.
Okay, and what do you do now, and where are you now?
Currently in Russia, in Nizhny Novgorod. It's the fourth biggest city in Russia. So It's not much of a village, not much of a city also. But if you ask people who live in Moscow, they'll definitely tell you it's a village.
That's true. They'll say that definitely.
They will.
Okay. And what do you do in Russia? Interesting.
Me in Russia, I am currently doing my medical internship. So I finished med school 6 years in Russia. This was earlier this year. And after much deliberation, I decided, you know what? I'm staying here to do my medical internship instead of going back to Zimbabwe. And if anyone had asked me actually like 6 years ago, I would have said, I'm definitely going back home to do my internship. Russia is too cold. I could never do this. But I'm actually loving it.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
I'm actually loving it now. I'm enjoying my time.
I'm glad you're loving it. That's awesome.
And you, how is Doha treating you?
Doha is okay. It was summer, but we're now going towards winter. But definitely our winter is nothing compared to Russian winter.
Definitely.
Yeah. But we're surviving. We're here. So, for the sake of the listeners that do not know us personally, Taffy is a graduate in medical school, as she said, and she is here because she is my best friend. And that's the number one reason.
Oh, yeah.
There's a thousand reasons for that. Yeah. Yes, so I'm happy to have you here, and I thought that you would be a perfect fit for this episode because our friendship started in the kitchen.
Exactly.
You remember that?
Precisely. Our kitchen matter friendship. We call it kitchen matters to this day, yeah?
Yes. We do call it kitchen matter.
Oh my gosh. We were such lazy cooks back in the day. Still are.
That's true. I mean, I think everyone can relate. Being in college or in university, you barely have time. And considering medical student, where do you have time to spend in the kitchen,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly. And also, we both know we share this thing of how finding it weird to how we spend so much time, 2-3 hours in the kitchen preparing a meal, and then we only sit down for 10 minutes to eat it. No way.
No way.
No way. That could never be us.
And that's right. We needed to come up with ways to spend less time and enjoy the food still, right?
Exactly. So I guess this is what this episode is going to be about, yeah?
That's right, yeah. That's what we're going to be discussing. As we do understand, today's life is very paced and we don't really have that much money to pay people, you know, to cook for us. We need to take care of our own meals and a house. So how to do that without spending so much time? So coming from a student's perspective or a kind of a lifestyle, and I will share what I do on my side as a, I don't know, like a person who works.
You in the working
I can, yeah, I could say like I probably have more time than you, so
you actually do. I see your meal preps all the time and I'm like that could be me, but Debbie, do
that's
you?
Right,
I'm happy for you with the time.
that's right. So what do you normally do for breakfast?
So first of all, like, I recently tried to do a meal plan because I saw one of your meal plans on Instagram and it looked fairly easy to do, and it was pretty doable. And
okay,
yeah, I tried it, but the thing with me is I tried it 1 week and Monday was excellent.
Yeah, and then Tuesday, Wednesday,
world day. Like, I'm a proper adult, you know, doing proper responsible adult things. Tuesday,
and
we're there, we're still there. Wednesday, I was just tired.
That's true. I mean, tired of eating the same thing, right?
The same food. I wanted variety. I wanted something different, and So with the select few things in my kitchen, I just found myself back in the kitchen and trying out something different.
That's good. Tell us, what did you find out? We'd probably be happy to try what you're doing.
Oh, what? Okay, so for breakfast, what I resorted to, now what I do for breakfast, I find it easier to have muesli. Muesli for breakfast. I sorted one day it's with milk and a banana, the next day it's with blueberries probably and yogurt. I've seen some people try the soaking method. They soak it in yogurt overnight. That also really works.
But I always forget.
You always forget to soak it the night before and then you remember when you wear blankets. Yeah, that really works for me, and I found muesli keeps me through the day. So I go, usually I'm at work from 8 or 9 until 12. Times have been shortened because of the pandemic. So
that's right. Which flavors do you like, and do you take the muesli with the ones with the dried fruits or plain one?
I like the one with the dried fruits. Like I said, variety.
Oh, yeah.
Variety. Mm-hmm. And also that saves me on days where I haven't gone out to the shop the day before to buy fruits, or like I have nothing else in my fridge. So always prosto with the dried fruit. And that helps me. And I couple that sometimes with a coffee.
Okay.
With a cup of coffee in the morning to keep me awake. So that energy boost gets me through to the afternoon.
Okay, that's great. I see why this gives you the energy to go through, because this is a whole food, so the fiber, and yeah,
I get
that's
everything.
great.
And
Well, for me, it depends, like what I feel like having, but these are like my three main options. Either I just have a glass of smoothie, like just spinach with bananas and milk, or I do this boiling of eggs, like a lot of eggs, and then I take two each in the morning. I just keep them in the fridge, and then in the morning I just boil water in the kettle, and then I just put the eggs for some, I don't know, a minute or two, just to remove the fridge coldness in it. And I just have that with a piece or slices of bread together with the peanut butter. Or if I'm feeling like switching on the stove, then I might fry the two eggs and have like a sausage or bacon
Oh, you have time in
with it.
the
I don't have time.
actually,
It depends.
that's really good though. That's really good because I have a friend who also says they wake up in the morning and they make a full toast, bacon, egg in the morning. I tried that once, but I think I like my sleep too much, so I already. So I guess it's a give or take. Something has to go, either the sleep or your big breakfast.
You're very right. Like, once you wake up, I mean, most of the times we, I don't know, we ignore the breakfast thing because we want to sleep. Because, yeah, sleep is better. It's sweeter in the morning. And then, yeah,
It really is.
it is give or take situation. And so between breakfast until your lunch, do you have any snacks in between, or what do you do?
I do. I usually so with my breakfast thing, right? Before I was going to the gym, I was heavily into the gym. So I would also make a smoothie with my breakfast. So that would take me through the day because I figured a smoothie alone in the morning to carry me on really wouldn't suffice. So I'll have a smoothie and I like these wheat biscuits with cream in the middle. So I grab a little packet of those also. Yeah, so I'm set, you know, when my stomach is good throughout the day, I'm good. Not
That's
throwing
great. That's
tantrums.
good.
But how do you find your trend after having your breakfast? Like, let's say you've had the egg and the bread and in the morning until, let's say you'd have lunch around 1, right?
Well, for me, it's a little bit complicated.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes that's the time I'm waking up, so
Like you said, sleep is
yeah,
very.
just the next hour that I feel hungry, that's my lunchtime. It's not good, but what to do?
Oh, yeah, you're sissy. But that's all right. That's all right. If it works for you.
I mean, so yeah, that's the thing. Like, I do fly a lot, and whenever I come home, sometimes I come home early in the morning, and obviously I need to sleep because I'm so jet lagged and I'm very tired. And it depends how much time did I spend on a different time zone. So if it's that long, then my sleeping schedule changes as well. So I find myself sleeping most of the time in the afternoon. I mean, I wake up during the afternoon and then go back to sleep late night. So to be fair, like, I mean, to be very, very honest, I only eat properly twice. The other time it's just like snacking or something else. If it's a very, very good day, then I can have three meals.
Three meals with snacks in between.
That's right.
Yeah, I've actually for lunch, hey, for lunch, I think that's the meal I neglect the most.
Yeah, I think most people do. Or
Yeah.
it's either breakfast and then, I mean, breakfast is ignored and then lunch and dinner, or breakfast is taken and then lunch is ignored.
Exactly. Something has to give again. But yeah, breakfast is, to me, I prioritize that. And then lunch. Lunch, depending on where I am and how I'm feeling, it's either a snack or a sandwich.
Okay.
So
how do you do your sandwiches?
My sandwiches, it's always standard. I gotta get that protein in. So egg sandwich, either I fry the egg or I make an sunny side up, or I have an omelet with vegetables inside, and and cheese.
Cheese. Okay, yeah, cheese.
Sometimes I throw in a fruit. I love pears. So I throw in a pear, or an apple, or banana.
Mm-hmm.
All depending on my time also, how much time I have. Yeah.
Well, for me, in the afternoon, I think that's the time that I snack the most. Mm-hmm. In the afternoon or late night. And what I like to have is nuts. Like a mixture of nuts, either fried or, I don't know, spiced or in any other form.
Nuts, sorry for cutting you. I remember those nuts you used to make us. Do you remember when...
The ones with the eggs and flour and something like that.
I miss those. So much. I think you should make those. I think you made me fall in love with nuts.
Oh yeah, I mean nuts are really good. They stay in your stomach for so long, and they're like these healthy. They have healthy oils in them, so yeah,
exactly.
You should try them sometime.
I should. I will actually, in memory of Deborah Manga.
That's right.
Because I used to try a salad. Try fruit salad.
Oh yeah, fruit salad is also very good. It's a also nice sugar. Good.
Nice sugar get you boosted, but
that's right.
Being in Russia, I found it's most of the time it's a bit cold because I keep my fruits in the fridge. So I want, you know, you want to get home and have some warm, something filling.
You know, there's some things that I would crave for when I was in Russia, like drinking tea and I don't know, certain kind of foods. But ever since I moved to a hotter country, I don't crave for those things anymore. So yeah, it depends on the places as well. Like right now, I just want to have the cold snacks. So my favorite fruits to have is I like having cheese. It's chopped into like square pieces, and the red grapes. Cheese, it's amazing. Grapes. Yeah, the combination is just amazing. I can snack on that whole day.
Oh, lovely. I'm thinking of having that with the movie night. Cheese cracker with grapes.
Absolutely.
And some wine, some red wine.
That's good, yeah. Even yogurt also can be a nice snack. And it's also good for your bacteria in the stomach. So, yeah, it makes you feel full somehow.
Have you switched to natural yogurt?
Yes, since long time ago. I don't remember when was the last time I bought flavored. So I just take natural yogurts.
Natural yogurt is also really good, especially for us women. It's really good.
It is. That's great. Okay, so since lunch is not that so good, let's keep to dinner. What do you have for dinner the days that you don't have time, how do you do your dinner quick?
Dinner is the big guns now. This is where we bring out the big guns. Still trying to minimize the time that I'm in the kitchen. So at most like maybe an hour I'll spend, or 30 minutes to an hour. So I like to make quick meals. So most of the time during lunch when I get home, I chop up my meat and I marinate it and I put it in the fridge so that I know I'm coming back home in the evening. I'm just throwing my meat in the pan, and then my vegetables are chopped up. I like to use fresh vegetables.
You don't like frozen ones, yeah.
Yeah, because they give the food a bit of taste. Back then, you know, when we were kids, we didn't know any better. We'd just be like, oh, chopped vegetables are easier to make. But yeah, it really alters the taste of your food. So I chopped up vegetables. I like to make a stir fry most days. And either have it with rice. Rice cookers are godsend.
Oh, I know. I agree to that.
With rice on the side, with labsha noodles. Recently, what I've been loving is teriyaki noodles. So, like, my stir fry, like I've just described, boil the noodles on the side. Then I take teriyaki sauce, pour it in there. I usually mix it with this, my secret ingredient.
Okay. So you're not going to share it or what?
I'll share it. I mean,
okay.
So I don't know if it works for other people, but for me, this has been amazing. And don't kill me, people. It's, I believe the, you know what? I don't know how healthy this is, but I put a bit of Coke in the teriyaki sauce to sweeten it a bit because I hate the strong taste of it.
Wow, I've never heard of this combination. Coke in noodles. I'll try it and let you know.
Let me know how it goes. So a bit of Coke, because I see a lot of people with their teriyaki, they put sugar. And I didn't like the heaviness of the sugar, though it does thicken the sauce a bit. I didn't like the heaviness of it. So put Coke in, just a bit of Coke, and sauce, sweet and sour, sweet chili sauce or something. Just
sweet and sour. It's an Asian thing.
Yeah, it's an Asian, yeah. So that will be like the thickening of, that will thicken the sauce. And then just chuck everything in there, mix it up, and you have a meal in under 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
So things like that, hey? Or ribs, hot fried ribs. Those are easy because you don't have to pay so much attention to them. You're leaving them there to cook. Yeah. And most of the time, I make stew on the side, like for like 2-3 days. And
that's beautiful.
One that you laughed at me about was shepherd's pie.
You're quick. Shepherd's pie.
I believe it's a very primitive shepherd's pie, but I love shepherd's pie. And Debbie, you always laugh at me. You're like, how is shepherd's pie quick?
Exactly, because it's a lot of process.
It maybe I've made it too many times. I don't realize it. And also a reason why it could be quick for me is I absolutely hate peeling potatoes.
So what do you do? Because shepherd's pie involves potatoes.
Exactly, it's like the thing. So everyone who knows me knows I hate peeling potatoes. So I always get someone to peel the potatoes. Always. But this is when we're making like in bulk for something. We'll have like two, three days. Yeah. So, but if you're having it alone, I mean, 5 potatoes is even a lot for one person.
Yeah, that's true.
Much quicker. So potatoes are peeled. I check them on the stove. They're good. The mince is the easiest thing to make. Fry them, your onions, your carrots in there, your tomatoes, your peppers. Quick meal.
Yeah, so I think if these people are taking notes, I would summarize it for them, what you just mentioned. And I think these are actually very, very important tips on how to make your time in the kitchen less. I think you tried to mention something about marinating. So you do have to, if you want to have a tasty meat, just marinate it as you're going about your day. You come home, those spices and everything you've used goes deep inside the meat to the bones. You get to enjoy your meal.
Exactly.
And especially if you do have an oven, you just toss it in there. You're good to go. So you eat something tasty. At the same time, it's healthy. And at the same time, you didn't spend that much time.
Exactly. Bonus. Everybody's happy.
And then number 2, chopping the vegetables. Most of the time, we use a lot of time trying to prepare for what we need for the cooking. So you can do this. I heard some people do this. I don't know. I've never tried it. People chop the veggies and then store them in the fridge. So they have their, let's say, potato cubes. They have their onions chopped. They have their carrots chopped. Some things that don't go bad super quickly. And then they keep them in the fridge. So whenever they want to cook, they just bring them out and fry them.
And on that note, before I forget, I bought these Ziploc bags. I don't know if you know them, Ziploc bags.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, so I used to use them solely when I bought them, the purpose was for sandwiches that I would take to school. But then mm-hmm. I figured, taking a sandwich to school was kind of a stress. I would either come back home with it without eating it or, So I now use those to store my vegetables, chopped vegetables. So I just put them in, and my meat, I marinate my meat. I feel like the juices, like it sits in there really well. So I just keep those for my vegetables and all those things.
And that's another good tip.
And also food, so multi-purpose.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so that's point number three. You multi-purpose your things, and also you multitask. So, I mean, this is what I like to do the most. Once this one is boiling, I want to cut another thing. Because if you wait for something to be boiled and then start frying, especially when I'm doing pasta, I like to keep my pasta there boiling. At the same time, I am frying all the veggies. I don't know. I like pasta with mushroom. So just do onion, mushroom, spices. I put the sauce. By the time I'm done, the pasta is done, I just dip it in there. I spend at least 20 minutes or 30 minutes for pasta, and it's amazing, tasty pasta. So you need to multitask. Exactly. That's another thing.
Another question. Do you find pasta really filling for you?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It is. It is. I enjoy pasta, and it is filling.
But only when it's mixed with the sauce, right? Like your mushroom sauce that you talked about. That is amazing. Every time I do that, I feel like, yes, I've eaten. But have you ever had an instance where you've eaten pasta and your sauce on the side, like you didn't mix it, or it's just pasta and your meat? Like I have a, maybe it's, I think it's very much in my head. I feel like.
You feel like it was a snack?
It was a snack. I feel like pasta, just pasta, which is not like the teriyaki that I mentioned, or with mushroom sauce and chicken in there. I just feel like, it's a snack. I haven't eaten dinner.
Anything yet. Yeah. I don't know. I just have a thing for pasta. I love it. I always like sprinkle some cheese and then some seasoning. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and another thing, I wanted to say, like, if you keep your kitchen clean, kitchen time will also be less. Because if you're starting to cook on a clean kitchen, it means you have all the utensils you need. You don't have to waste time on going and washing something, looking for something. And then even how you spend your containers and the utensils, you have to be very wise. You don't have to keep using new things for your preparations every time. After that, then you'll find yourself with piled up utensils, and you're like, oh, I'm so dead, I'm so tired. So you should be wise in how you're using your things, and then clean after. Mm-hmm. Then you go and eat. After you eat, you'll only have your plate to clean. That's
all. Exactly. That one is like the golden standard of cleaning, of cooking, actually.
Yeah.
Kitchen matters. Cook as
that's
you.
That's true.
And clean at the same time. Your drop the time in the kitchen is going to be so minimal.
I agree. Well, this has been beautiful to share.
Already.
Do you have anything you wanted to add to help someone with their kitchen timing?
With their kitchen timing, it's all about what I found helps me. Do what you feel like eating at the moment, you know?
That's right.
Make your time in the kitchen as happy as possible. It's not torture that you have to put food in your body, because I know we all love food. I love food. I absolutely love food. So I found ways to make my time in the kitchen enjoyable. So I always have music in the kitchen.
That's true. Me too.
That's the thing we shared. So music in the kitchen, my cooking area is so clean every time before I start. So you know, cool, clean place, music, good atmosphere. Just set the mood, and the rest will take care of itself.
Amazing. I love that.
And you?
I mean, pretty much everything you say, that's it. Like, you're the kitchen god.
Thank you for the title.
Yeah. All right, guys, we would like to know from you too, what your tips are into making your time in the kitchen less, yet eat healthy and tasty food. Let us know in the comments section below, or you can start a conversation in our Instagram page. We now do have one. It's Before Seeing the Doctor. So once again, thank you, Taffy, for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me. One more thing before I go.
Okay.
My mother Tell used us. To stress this point. Salad
okay.
brings a whole new meaning to food, to your meal. So always, yeah, there's a salad. You can make one for like 2-3 days. That one, I never get tired of eating the same salad. Or
That's powerful. It up.
So a salad. That's
powerful. Yeah.
Salad is important.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You should come next time and share with us these salad recipes.
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to. Anyway, Debbie, you have a lovely afternoon. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful one too.
Alrighty. Bye, my love.
Bye-bye.
And that marks the end of our episode. I'm so happy that I could share my best friend with all of you guys. If you want to hear more from her, please do let me know. And if you have a suggestion of somebody that you think we could have a discussion on something related to health, you can suggest. I'll be more than happy to connect with them. So have a wonderful week and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.